Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
42. The Holy Spirit, Part 2. Since the Holy Spirit, together with God and Christ, form the Godhead, He must be of the same nature and essence as God and Christ. And since they are divine personages, the Holy Spirit must be so considered. The Holy Spirit is not a glorified it. The Bible does not teach us to pray to God to send it, or to ask that when it comes, it will bring blessings to God's people. Neither is the Holy Spirit merely an influence. The Holy Spirit is not the Bible, the New Testament, or Word of God. The Holy Spirit vitalizes truth and makes it sharper than any two-edged sword. While on the earth, Christ frequently spoke of the Holy Spirit. He said to His disciples, "But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you." John chapter 14, verse 26. Again He said to His apostles, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He shall guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak from Himself, but what things soever He shall hear, these shall He speak. And He shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall take of Mine, and shall declare it unto you." John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. After the Lord was raised from the grave, He gave to His apostles His commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. They were to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came. He came a few days after the Lord Jesus left the apostles and ascended to heaven. We read in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, "And when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." As they went forth preaching the gospel, they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, that the apostles preached the gospel by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven. The Holy Spirit enabled the apostles to speak with other tongues, that is, tongues other than their native tongue, and to work miracles to confirm the word which they spoke as the word of God. In the book of Acts, we have the question asked and answered by the Holy Spirit as He guided the apostles in their preaching, what one must do to be saved or to become a Christian. The Holy Spirit is crystal clear in answering this question. He did not want anyone to be in doubt as to the terms of salvation. He also taught Christians how to be faithful in the service of Christ as He guided the apostles in preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit, therefore, speaks to man today through the gospel, by the apostles, by the Holy Spirit, sent forth from heaven. We read in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Today the Holy Spirit leads man through the Word of God as preached by the apostles. The Holy Spirit dwells in the Christian as the Word of God dwells in him. Paul said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. They receive the Spirit as they receive the word of God into the heart as the seed of the kingdom. And as it permeates, guides, and directs the thoughts, feelings, and desires of the person, by receiving and cherishing the word in the heart, The Spirit enters and abounds more and more in the person, making him like Jesus in his thoughts, feelings, and works. In this way, the Spirit causes us to walk by the Spirit that was in Christ, to do the will of God as he did it, and to be willing to deny ourselves and save others as Jesus died to save us. Thank you for your call.